Our text is a verse from the Old Testament reading for today, from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 25. I stirred up one from the north, and he has come from the rising of the sun, and he shall call upon my name. He shall trample on rulers as on mortar, as the potter treads clay. Thus far, our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to use a phrase from everyday language, things look bad. Things look bad in our country. And I'm not talking about the weak economy or the rising price of gasoline, food, and other necessities. Same-sex marriage is legal in certain states, and it seems to be only a matter of time before all states accept this. Teenage pregnancies, after declining in the past years, have recently increased in number. Genuine Christianity apparently is exercising less and less influence. Looking abroad, beyond the borders of the United States, the identical summary holds. Things look bad. Europe is becoming increasingly secular. Russia and China are rising in might. There is the growth of Islam. The threat of terrorism continues, and so forth. Things look bad, but our text gives us comfort. This verse from Isaiah reminds us that with God, nothing is impossible. He can bring about wonderful change. When things have looked bad in the past, God has brought about wonderful change for the good of his church. Isaiah, writing our text under inspiration, was looking ahead to a time when Israel appeared to be dead as a nation. The tribes of the northern kingdom, conquered by the Assyrians, had been mixed with other peoples and had lost their identity. The southern kingdom had been overrun by the Babylonians. They ended the southern kingdom, and the Babylonians took away many exiles from Judah to Babylonia. But God, more than 100 years before the actual event, promised through Isaiah to stir up one from the north. God did so. He raised up Cyrus, the leader of the Medes and the Persians, whom God used to bring about a wonderful change for his covenant people. Cyrus took over the Babylonian Empire. He established his own empire, and he freed the Jews from their captivity. God moved him to allow the Jews to go to their homeland, and many did so. From that group of returned exiles, someday the Savior would be born. There are, of course, many other examples from biblical and extra-biblical history of how, when things looked bad, God brought about wonderful change for the good of his church. Haman thought he had things worked out in just the right way so that the Jews would be exterminated. But then God used Esther to deliver the people from extermination, the people from whom the Savior would come. The apostles were men full of fear until God changed them into bold proclaimers of Christ. The gospel had almost been lost until God raised up Martin Luther. And his recovery of the truth has benefited us today. The Missouri Synod had come close to being overcome by the false historical critical method until God turned back that evil influence, starting with the New Orleans Convention of 1973. Concerning each member of his church, God, when things looked bad, has brought about wonderful change for their individual salvation. We, by nature, were spiritually lost. We were trapped in our transgressions. Our trespasses doomed us to hell. God sent his son to become a man in order to rescue us from our terrible predicament, and in fact, to open up the way of salvation for all people. Yet Jesus Christ encountered much hostility until finally he was captured by his enemies, mocked, tortured, put to death by crucifixion, and buried. So much for his being the rescuer of fallen humanity. Things looked bad, really bad, for you, me, and all people. But God wonderfully changed things. He raised up Jesus from the dead so that Christ emerged as the victor over sin, death, and the devil. He truly is the Redeemer and Savior of the world. Further, God brought about a remarkable change in us. He transformed us from being his enemies into being his dear children. God converted us. He created and preserves faith in Christ in us through his word and sacrament. He removed our transgressions from us. He cleansed us from all sin. He transferred us from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of his Son. He made us, who were spiritually dead, spiritually alive. He altered our status from being those who were headed for hell to those who are heirs of heaven. Because God, when things looked bad, has in the past brought about wonderful, blessed change, we face the future with confidence. For God has acted in his love and grace, and he will continue to do so. With regard to world history, we pray that God would raise up good leaders, people of integrity. We pray that he would overcome the wicked plots and schemes of evil people. Our prayer is that God would bring about a moral and spiritual revival in this country and throughout the world. Will this take place? We don't know. But God has previously acted in world history in awesome ways, often bringing about tremendous change in a relatively short period of time. With him, nothing is impossible. However, we do know from Scripture that whatever great individual changes God will bring about in the future, the general picture, nevertheless, will be one of deteriorating, worsening conditions for the church here on earth. Unbelief and wickedness will increase. The Antichrist will arise in his full-blown manifestation, and Satan will be unbound, and the true church will experience horrendous persecution. Even then, God will bring about a wonderful transformation. He will cause sudden, splendid, magnificent change for the good of his church. On the last day, God will completely overthrow all evil forces forever, and he will lock them permanently in hell. He will bring into existence once again a beautiful, perfect heavens and earth, the final and lasting home of all believers. Seeing how God has acted and will act for his church, we can be absolutely confident that he will help each one of us who are members of his kingdom. He will give us the aid we need with our personal problems, whatever they are, emotional or physical. God has made us his children, and he will take care of us according to his loving will. No situation is too hard, too difficult for the Lord to handle. Above all, he will strengthen us spiritually through the means of grace. We all, though, eventually will travel through the valley of the shadow of death. Yet we will fear no evil, for God will still be with us. Our bodies will be put into the grave, bodies having been riddled with cancer or crushed in an automobile accident or weakened and made arthritic from old age. But yes, God will cause a miraculous change, raising our bodies, making them immortal, perfecting and glorifying them. He will rejoin them to our spirits to live with Him forever in the new creation. I stirred up one from the north, God said through Isaiah. That verse does indeed bring us comfort, for it reminds us that when things look bad, God brings about wonderful change for the good of His church and for the benefit of each individual member of His church, including you and me. Go forward in life with confidence, trusting in the Lord. Amen.